Okay. Now I request the Rajendra Shah, Chairman of the company, to start the proceeding of 33rd Annual General Meeting of the company.
Good morning to everyone. Very warm welcome all of you who are attending this 33rd Annual General Meeting of AI Engineering Limited. This meeting is being held through video conferencing in compliance with various circular issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities Exchange of India and other applicable provisions. I, Rajendra Shah, Chairman of the company as well as Chairman of the Stakeholder Relationship Committee of the company, attending this annual general meeting from my residence at Ahmedabad. Now it is 10 a.m. and requisite member of shareholders for quorum having joined the meeting, I call the meeting to order. I welcome my colleagues on the board who have joined this AGM for their respective locations. Mr. Bhadresh Kesa, Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yashwant M. Patel, Full-Time Director of the company, Mr. Rajen Ramkrishna Harivalabdas, Independent Director, Mr. Dilip C. Choksi, Independent Director, Mr. Sanjay S. Majumdar, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee and Nomination and Remuneration Committee, Mrs. Janki Udyan Shah, Independent Director, Mrs. Khushali Samip Solanki, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director, Mrs. Bhumika Syamasodhan, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director, Mr. Jerry Anderson, Director and CEO of Vega Industries, Middle East, and wholly owned subsidiary of the company. Apart from them, we also have key executives and auditors joining the meeting from their respective locations. Mr. S. N. Jethalia, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company. Mr. Viren K. Thakkar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Mr. Rupen Shah, Partner, BSR and Company LLP, Statutory Auditor of the company. Mr. Tivsar Vora, Secretary Auditors and Scrutinizer of this AGM. I now request Mr. S. N. Jethalia, Company Secretary, to provide general instructions to the members participation in this meeting. Mr. Jethalia.
Thank you, sir. Members may note that this annual general meeting is being held through video conferencing in accordance with the Companies Act 2013 and various circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and SEBI. Facility for joining this meeting through video conferencing is made available to the members, the Register of Directors and Key Managerial Personnel, the Register of Directors and KMP Shareholding, the Register of Contracts and copy of the minutes of the previous AGM of the company have been made available electronically for inspection by the members during the AGM. As the AGM is being held through video conferencing, the facility for appointment of proxies by the members is not applicable and hence the proxy register is not available for inspection. As the members are aware that the notice of the 33rd AGM and annual report for financial year 2022-23 was sent on 24th August 2023 by email to all members whose email addresses are registered with the company or with the depository participants in compliance with the various circulars of MC and SEBI. However, hard copy of the annual report was also sent to the shareholders who have made request for the same. Further, please note that notice of 33rd AGM report of the Board of Directors and the audited financial statements for the financial year 22-23 are taken as read as the same have already been circulated to the members. Where there are no qualifications in the statutory audit reports and secretarial audit report, the same are not required to be read. Now I request Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chairman of the company, to deliver his speech.
Thank you, gentlemen. Dear members, it gives me immense pleasure to welcome you all at the 33rd Annual General Meeting of the company. It is my proud privilege to address the members of the company. There is drastic increase in the number of members from 22,711 as on 31st March 2022 to 37,196 as on 31st March 2023. I welcome the new members who have joined the AIA family by acquiring shares through open market and thereby repose their trust and confidence in the company. The global and Indian economy. The global economy continues to face headwinds primarily linked to prolonged Russia-Ukraine war, which has continued to cast its adverse impact on the key economies of the world. While Europe and US are still reeling under severe inflationary conditions and the resultant significant overall slowdown of the economy, China is also witnessing a slowdown which is having domino impact at macro level on the entire global economy. Unfortunately, it appears that at least in the near term, over next 1 year or so, this situation may continue, though there are talks of some improvement in the overall sentiment. If we talk of India, the Indian economy appears to be shining star among the dark clouds. Thus, we are witnessing a distinct positive impact in the industrial sector due to positive China plus one and Europe plus one sentiment. The government also seems to be proactively trying to push on all fronts with specific focus on certain identified sectors like electronics, manufacturing services, pharmaceuticals, engineering goods, auto and auto components, steel, cement, and infrastructure segments. Some processes which are already dependent on US and European markets, for example, textiles, chemicals, etc., are witnessing a slowdown, but overall sentiment are distinctly positive with consensus expectations of over 69% GDP growth, which will make India one of the fastest growing electronics in the world, even beating China. Here in the retrospect, I am very happy to inform the members that your company has achieved its historical all-time high financial performance in fiscal year 2022-23. During the year under review, on a consolidated basis, your company, together with its subsidiaries, has earned revenue from operations 4,908.7 crores as against revenue from operations of rupees 3,566.55 crores registered in the financial year 21-22. Correspondingly, the consolidated profit after tax stood at 1,055.93 crores as against 619.68 crores in the financial year 21-22. Dividend. Board of Directors has recommended a dividend of rupees 16. It is 800% per share on 9,43,20,377 equity shares of the value of rupees 2, each amounting to 1,50,091.26 lakhs for the financial year 2022-23. Industry scenario and prospects. Your company provides tailor-made customized consumer wear parts relating to grinding and crushing in three core industries, namely cement, mining, and thermal power plants. I am happy to note that these industries have been largely unaffected and have remained insulated from the negative impact which the major global economies are facing. Again, as the members may be aware, your company offers unique solutions which result into not only reduction in the cost of consumables, wear parts, but also reduction in the overall cost of ownership in the hands of the customers. Again, while the cement industry globally is more or less mature and is largely using the high chrome wear parts, massive opportunity exists in mining industry, where even today, only around 20% to 25% of the industry has migrated to high chrome parts, namely grinding media and liners. Whereas almost 75 to 80% of the players are still using forged grinding media, which represents a significant growth opportunity for your company. Your company's entire efforts are currently concentrated on conversion of major mining customers in three focus metal segments, namely gold, copper, and iron ore, into high chrome use. We believe that your company is very strongly positioned to capitalize this opportunity, and we are working very hard for conversion of mines into high chrome use. Further, your company is providing unique mine solutions based on the patented design of mining mill liners licensed by your company, and which is now further strengthened by the recent acquisition of another Australia-based mill liner design technology company, which has helped your company in expanding its designing and solution offering capabilities. Relating to mining mill liners, which will further help in speeding up the pace of conversions, we believe that your company is the only company in the world having the complete product range covering both grinding media as well as mill liners. Further, your company continues to enjoy a dominant position in India as well as in the world markets. In as much as cement industry is concerned, similarly, in thermal power plants, in India, we are also having a lion's share of business relating to specialized castings, which are supplied by your company to thermal power plants. Thus, your company is very focused in achieving a consistent and steady volume growth and increased penetration in the mining segment, which will be primary driver for growth going forward, future expansion. The company's current capacity stands at 440,000 metric ton per annum of high chrome mill internals. Post commissioning of the dedicated mill liner plant in the last fiscal, the company is currently implementing an 80,000 metric ton per annum capacity brownfield expansion project at the GIDC Kerala Ahmedabad Gujarat plant. The company is also in the process of implementing certain minor expansions, debottlenecking projects in its various plants, which will have an additional incremental capacity of around 20,000 metric ton per annum of larger castings and liners. Thus, by end of year 24-25, the total capacity is expected to go around 540,000 metric ton per annum. The company also continues to invest in renewable energy in regular basis. Till date, the company has already completed 38.22 megawatt of renewable energy project comprising of wind, hybrid wind and solar projects. The company is currently planning to invest further amount of around rupees 60 crores in the renewable energy segment in the current fiscal year. The total plant capex for the next two fiscal seasons, that is year 24-24 and 24-25, is over 500 crores. The company plans to fund all above capex from its internal cash accruals. Human resources. The company is of the firm opinion that growth and success by an organization can only be achieved through proper utilization of the skills of the knowledge of its human resources, the most valuable asset. The company acknowledges the contribution of its human resources to its growth and hence puts in every effort to create an environment conducive to achieve active employee participation. The company understands that human resource management is a scientific process, and hence ensure that the right tools and techniques are deployed for proper recruitment and development of human resources, right from proper induction, training, skill development, to offering a career roadmap and succession planning. The company has continuously kept on strengthening its human resources by bringing in talented and competent professionals who can facilitate and accelerate the company's journey towards its vision. Our appraisal system is also entirely based on the assessment of performance and potential of the individual and is highly objective and result-oriented. Continuous improvement and skill upgradation has been a very important facet of the company's philosophy. Keeping in mind this philosophy, the company has always encouraged training and development of all its members in various areas of business, and therefore it has continuously encouraged and organized various training programs and workshops and facilitated this. We also believe in managing the employee life cycle in a very scientific manner. Health and safety of all our employees has always been of paramount importance. Mental health is also important as physical health. And hence, for the overall well-being of our team members, we regularly organize yoga and meditation sessions conducted by experts in this field. We continuously seek to improve our HR practices and work with the best global consultants and agencies for talent acquisition, creating organization structure, and for other HR activities. While maintaining the basic fabric and deep-rooted philosophy of the organization, we have continuously embraced new innovative ways to bring in more efficiency and effectiveness in the system. We have a great blend of youth and experience in the talent pool, which is well equipped to facilitate and accelerate our growth trajectory. Acknowledgement. I take this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders, investors, customers, suppliers, and government and regulatory bodies for being with us amidst tough time. I would also like to thank our bankers, State Bank of India, Axis Bank Limited, Citibank, HSBC Bank, IDBI Bank, and other bankers for their wholehearted support to the company. I am indeed grateful to all my colleagues on the board for their valuable guidance and support. I cannot forget to acknowledge the unstinting, untiring dedication of all the employee and staff of AIA. The last but not the least, I express my sincere thanks to you, the members of the company, for your unstinted support. Thank you. Company has responded to the queries submitted in advance. Members who have registered themselves as speakers will be requested to express their views. Members are requested not to repeat the same questions asked by fellow members. Members who have not registered themselves to speakers earlier but want to raise any additional query can do so by sending emails, which would be responded at their respective email IDs within a reasonable time. Please note that as per the notice of 33rd AGM, there are four resolutions to be passed at the meeting. At this meeting, now I request Mr. S. N. Jethalia, Company Secretary of the company, to brief members about the resolution to be passed at this AGM and also about conducting e-voting process during this meeting. Mr. Jethalia.
Thank you, sir. The businesses to be transacted at this AGM are: number one, adoption of standalone and consolidated financial statements for the financial year 31st March 2023, along with report of the Board of Directors and auditors thereon. Item number two, declaration of dividend on equity shares at the rate of rupees 16 per share for the financial year 31st March 2023. Item number three, reappointment of Mr. Yashwant M. Patel, a director, retires by rotation. And item number four, ratification of remuneration payable to cost accountant. As there is no member who has registered himself as a speaker, now we proceed for the business to be transacted at the AGM. In terms of Section 108 of the Companies Act 2013, read with Rule 20 of the Companies Rules 2014, the company had provided remote e-voting facility to the members during 15th September 2023 to 18th September 2023. E-voting during AGM will be allowed to those members who have joined the meeting through video conferencing and who have not cast their votes through remote e-voting. The members may click on e-voting tab to cast their votes. The e-voting would be opened for 30 minutes after the completion of the meeting. The company has appointed Mr. Tushar Vora, practicing company secretary, as the scrutinizer and scrutinized to scrutinize the e-voting process in a fair and transparent manner. With that, I hand over back to the chairman, sir.
Thank you, Kirlaji. Further, I hereby authorize Mr. S. N. Jethalia, company secretary, to declare the result of voting after receiving the report on e-voting from the scrutinizer and place the result on the website of the company and CDSL within statutory time limit and also submit the same to the stock exchanges. I thank all the directors and members for participating in the meeting and for cooperation in ensuring the smooth conduct of this AGM. I wish everyone the best health and safety during the year ahead. Thank you very much.
Now this AGM is concluded with a vote of thanks to the chair. Further, please note that e-voting will continue for next 30 minutes for those shareholders who have joined this AGM but have not done remote e-voting. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.